Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2609, The False Choices That Steal Our Future, part two, by Liz of frugalwoods.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, it'd be best to listen to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part two and continue optimizing your life. The False Choices That Steal Our Future, Part 2, by Liz of frugalwoods.com. An anti-establishment personality, required for financial independence? Mr. Frugalwoods and I don't like being told what to do, a central aspect of our personalities. Our parents will attest that this instinct began early in both of us, and that we could be stubborn, crafty little kids. We're both streaked through with fierce independence, and we like to make our own decisions. It's part of the reason why we prefer to insource just about everything. We'd honestly rather do it ourselves than have someone else mess it up and pay them for the privilege. As you might have guessed, this trait chafes tremendously with our 9-to-5 white-collar office jobs. We're both dutiful, conscientious employees, but the inherent top-down corporate structure runs contrary to our very nature. I often feel that as soon as I arrive at the office, all my creativity, energy, ideas, and life force drain out. For 8 hours a day, I follow directions from my boss. I issue directives to my team, and I churn out the products I'm required to. Ironically, 90% of my job is writing, but it's entirely devoid of my personal voice and style. There's no room for that in corporate communications. Hence, liberating ourselves from the constraints of a life dictated by others is the utmost aspiration for us. I tend to think that fierce independence, anti-establishment convictions, and the fact that we don't care what people think of us are all necessary and perhaps required components of our path to retirement at age 33. What we're doing is counterculture and just plain odd. Plenty of people think we're nutso frugal weirdos. Oh, if they only knew the depths of our true weirdo-ness. And don't understand how we can characterize our lives as joyfully and luxuriously frugal. But we don't care. Haters gonna hate. And we're going to continue on in our vein of not hating, not judging, and instead doing what we've determined is best for us. Who defines our needs? While neither of us is terribly interested in money as an abstract concept or in the accumulation of great wealth, we're both quite keen on what our money can do for us and in the life it can enable. Our economy perpetuates a fiction that it's impossible for the average American family to save more than 10% a year, and that we should all keep working in order to keep buying necessities. Yet somehow Mr. Frugalwoods and I managed to save north of 70% per year. How? When Mr. Frugalwoods and I examined those typical necessities, we discovered that the vast majority of them, new clothes, new cars, meals out, coffees out, dry cleaning, haircuts, dog grooming, gourmet grocery store foods, cable, luxury vacations, manicures, car washes, central air conditioning, are completely unnecessary for us. The myth of choice is that buying lots of stuff means you're exerting your free will, But in reality, you're just turning your money over to someone else. We don't like to use our money or our time in methods prescribed by an outside entity. Marketing creates needs for us that we don't actually have. Once Mr. Frugalwoods and I peeled away the premise that bolsters typical spending, we discovered there's very little we need to buy on a regular basis. Most of these standard line items are based around ideas of keeping up with the Joneses, adhering to our own personal metrics of perfection, paying people to do things for us, and the flawed logic that material goods are what comprise a successful, worthwhile existence. And maybe they do for some people, but it's important to arrive at that conclusion after considering if these purchases truly are rewarding and necessary, and not simply ingrained in our psyches as needs by clever marketing and lifelong assumptions. Mr. Frugalwoods and I determined that what we need to feel gratified isn't any of this stuff. It's freedom over how we live our lives. For many folks, this sounds like a bizarre pipe dream that only the very rich or very lucky can attain, but it's entirely feasible. I firmly believe it's a privileged stance to pursue financial independence, and I'm cognizant of the many advantages Mr. Frugalwoods and I had growing up and continue to appreciate. At the same time, I think financial independence is within reach for far more people than the slim minority of us pursuing it. Finding your bliss. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to life, and there's no magic balm we can buy to solve our problems. When we slough off the assumption of working jobs we don't like in order to buy things we don't need, we're able to free our minds and imagine an alternative course. Learning what edifies our souls brings us lasting joy and enables us to project positivity into the world is the only answer to our problems. And I'm pretty sure it's not sold in stores. You just listened to part two of the post titled "The False Choices That Steal Our Future" by Liz of frugalwoods.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Many of us who strive for financial independence think that we want full autonomy over our time. We say we want freedom of time, energy, and money. We want to call the shots and have our life be completely self-directed. And I have to admit, when you're stuck in a 9-to-5 with a boss directing your every move, autonomy is certainly a tantalizing idea. Most of us have been directed by external forces our whole lives. We followed the rules of our parents and went to school and followed the rules of our teachers, then went to work to follow the rules of corporate America and society at large. It's exhausting. But the grass isn't always greener on the other side. I think the reward for financial independence is a large plate of autonomy with a side of existential crisis. We all imagine how we would spend our days if we didn't have to work for money, and we often picture ourselves with much more intrinsic motivation than we actually have. Learning how to be completely self-directed is a skill set that you can't learn when you're stuck in the rat race. This is why retirees at any age often feel disoriented and are subject to disappointment if we're lucky, or depression if we're not careful. I'm not saying we shouldn't pursue FIRE. I retired 3 years ago and I don't regret it at all. I just wish someone would have encouraged me to develop more intrinsic motivation before I had so much time on my hands. And that's another episode of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. I'll be back with more for you tomorrow. So have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you on the Sunday show where your optimal life awaits.